The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of warriors and bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salamun Alaikum on an auspicious day. Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of 12th Imam, Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him.
أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا.
Today, Wednesday, is the 15th of Sha'ban, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, and of course, a big Eid. Corresponding to the 17th of Isfand, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 8th of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. On behalf of my colleagues, I congratulate all the Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world on the birthday anniversary of Shia's 12th Imam, Imam Mahdi, the last savior of Allah on earth. Congratulations, and be with us on Knowing the Imam of the Time.
يا من أتي أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنبياء من الله لنا انتظارنا لك طول السنة غرور والهب حمدا لك يا ربي Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك
According to traditions, every knowing the Imam of his time, ignorance. In every time there is a need for a leader, necessary for all to know him, believe him, and it is obligatory to follow him. If a Muslim dies without knowing the Imam, he dies the death. This tradition has appeared in books, in other, but we believe the message. The Holy Prophet intends to say that Muslims are in need of an Imam, obligatory upon all Muslims to follow him and seek guidance from him. We are obliged to in by Sharia's laws. Imam, whom we must consider the authority between us, more importantly, from a religious perspective of Savior Mahdi, human struggle in the words Allah the Almighty will be established. Listeners, money, and of course, the followers of other religions. Congratulations on the last Imam Al Mahdi's birthday. And happy.
Bismillah, in the name of Allah, the most merciless, peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. We are going to talk about the knowledge of Imam. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, one who does believe in an Imam, his death will be the death of an unbeliever. The people will not be excused unless they know their Imam. So there are many hadith that shows the importance of alayhi salam, that is the knowledge of the present of Imam, the present Imam of our time. One of the basic principles of Islam is God, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and love of the Messenger of Allah. That is, our belief in Allah must have the scent of love. The words faith and belief, iman and love, hub as words. Islam expects their faith on love. Is the religion so? This can be seen in the as well. Let's read in chapter 2, verse 5. Those who believe, they are stronger in love for Allah. In chapter 3, say, O Muhammad, if you love Allah for me, Allah will love you and forgive your faults, merciful. So I have verses of the Holy Quran for you to know the importance of this. This love towards Allah's messengers. Similarly, all the Ummah agree that in the case of Imamate also, besides believing, love him. And so we find the principle of Tawalla has found an important place in the school of Ahlul Bayt, in the beliefs of the followers.
Different aspects of preparation. One way ourselves ready for coming of Imam is social justice. Added yearning of mankind. Justice is the major Mahdi's global reported from the Holy Pure Progeny and the pure Imams that Allah worth with justice and eradicate Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten. Through him, Allah will fill the earth with justice. It can be implied that Imam al-Mahdi is just and far-reaching. Just as the heat when it comes into a city, so too with justice when it comes into the world. It will spread all over the earth. It can also be understood that because human beings by themselves cannot accomplish such a great mission, they stand in need of heavenly aid. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, "When Al-Qa'im of the family of Muhammad appears, Allah will surely support him with angels marked in ranks." We offer our congratulations to all Muslim brothers and sisters on the birthday anniversary of the last savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Abu Saleh, Abu Saleh, Abu Saleh, ya Abu Saleh, Abu Saleh, Abu Saleh. Abu Saleh, ya Abu Saleh. Allah Jalla Jalla, ya Mawla. Allah Jalla Jalla, Allah Jalla Jalla, Master. Allah Jalla Jalla, Allah Jalla Jalla, ya Mawla. Allah Jalla Jalla, Allah Jalla Jalla. This part on today's special, we look at awareness of Imam al-Mahdi. By training and nurturing the human intellect, a person learns to remedy his or her spiritual ailments and is able to manifest virtue. The entire process of striving for positive change intensifies a believer's awareness. In the state of heightened awareness, a person works to realize Imam al-Mahdi's goals and may be awakened to some startling questions. Is the 12th Imam really absent, or are we? Are we waiting for Imam al-Mahdi, or is he waiting for us? It has been narrated that the 6th Imam advised his close companions, "If you live to see that time of the 12th Imam's occultation, then commit to reading this prayer. O Allah, make me aware of your divine self. For if you do not make me aware of yourself, I will not be aware of your prophet to me. O Allah, make me aware of your messenger to me. For if you do not make me aware of your messenger, I will not be aware of your proof as a witness upon me, the Imam. O Allah, make me aware of your proof. For if you do not make me aware of your proof, I will deviate from my religion of guidance." بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. I'll share with you a hadith from the Holy Prophet and all of the Imams, just so we understand how central the topic of the Mahdi is in Islamic theology. There's a hadith from the Holy Prophet where he says, "Al-Mahdi rajulun min wuldi," that the Mahdi is a man from my progeny. "Wajhuhu kal-kawkab ad-durri," his face is like a full moon. You know, when you go outside at night, your eye is immediately attracted to what? The moon. When you see a full moon, you just want to look at it. There's a beauty that draws you to the moon. Rasulullah, he's telling us that the Mahdi is from my progeny. When you see him, there is a spiritual beauty to him that when you're in his presence, you can't take your eyes off of him. There's a jamal, there's a beauty to him. This is what the Holy Prophet says. يا ابن الحسن روحي فداك متى ترى نام نراك فليس محبوبي سواك فليس محبوب يا ابن الحسن روحي فداك. That was the end of another episode of today's special. On the 15th of Shaban, 1444, the birthday anniversary of Imam al-Mahdi, peace be upon him. Congratulations and happy Eid and fi amanillah. Allahumma.
Food for thought.
Salam, friends, and heartiest felicitations on the auspicious birthday of the Lord of the Age, the Prophet's 12th infallible successor, Imam Mahdi, peace upon him, to whose eventual reappearance the faithful are eagerly looking forward for materialization of the global government of peace, prosperity, and justice. Here is a beautiful saying from him. Indeed, I am a safeguard to the inhabitants of earth, as the stars are safeguards to the inhabitants of heaven.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha. on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we will be looking at a very beautiful hadith narrated from Imam al-Askari alayhi salam regarding his son Imam al-Mahdi. Here at Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners because today is the birthday of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. As'al al-Askari alayhi salam was asked about the proof of God and the Imam after him. He said the following in reply, "My son Muhammad will be the Imam and proof after me. Whoever dies without acknowledging him as the Imam has died a death of ignorance. Know that certainly he will have an occultation, about which the ignorant will be left confused. The impugners will be ruined, and those who predict a specific time for his reappearance will lie. Then he will emerge, and it is as if I can see the white flags hovering above his head in Najaf near Kufa. What is more, many glad tidings have been given about the Mahdi before Imam Askari from the Prophet and also the other Imams. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam once said, "Glad tidings to you, O Fatima, for verily the Mahdi will be from you," meaning from your descent, your lineage. And he also said, "The Mahdi will be from my offspring, Al-Mahdiyu Rajulum min Wuldi, and his face will be like a sparkling sun." And regarding the certainty of the reappearance of the Imam, the Prophet said, "The final hour will not come until the land has been filled with tyranny and enmity. Then a man from my progeny will emerge and will fill it with fairness and justice, just as it has been filled with tyranny and enmity." He also said, "A man from my household will rule. His name will be the same as mine. And if not more than a day remains of this world, Allah will lengthen that day so that he may rule." Imam Bakr alayhi salam has been narrated to have said, "When he emerges, he will lean his back against the Kaaba, and 313 men will assemble with him. And the first thing he will utter will be the verse, 'What remains of Allah's provision is better for you, should you be faithful. Baqiyatullahi khayrun lakum in kuntum mu'mineen.' He will then say, 'I am the remains of Allah, his proof, and his vicegerent upon you. None will salute him except by saying, Peace be upon you, O remainder of Allah, in his land.'" These are all beautiful hadiths and narrations regarding the necessity of the reappearance of the Imam and how his reappearance will set in motion the movement towards justice and equity in the world. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at Imam Mahdi alayhi salam in the words of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Iqra بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل. الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عودتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Assalamu alaikum, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Qur'an-i Kareem, a series of Qur'anic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. We are here, alhamdulillah, with you again with another Qur'anic session. Today, inshallah, we'll talk about Ayah 19 of Surah Ali Imran on page 52. Yes. Brothers and sisters, we really recommend you have your Qur'an with you. Turn to page 52 of the Qur'an-i Kareem, Ayah 19 of Surah Ali Imran. So, we'll first listen to the recitation, then inshallah we'll continue our class.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inna al-deen inda Allahi al-Islam. وَمَا اخْتَلَفَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمُ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ
Great, nice recitation. And now I will read and recite. Make sure you listen and repeat. All right?
Yes.
Our brothers and sisters also will practice with us. So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إن الدين عند الله الإسلام
إن الدين عند الله الإسلام
وما اختلف الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءهم العلم بغيا بينهم
وَمَا اخْتَلَفَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمُ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ
وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِاللَّهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ
وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ
ما شاء الله أحسنتم أحسنتم إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ Indeed, the religion, okay, it has different translations. The religion has, or the religion, submission to Allah Almighty. The religion is to Allah Almighty, okay? Obedience. The deen indallahi al-Islam. The religion which is acceptable. The religion which is acceptable, okay, before Allah Almighty. The religion that Allah Almighty accepts, okay? This is, for example, the religion of heavenly. This is the right religion. Is what? Islam. Islam can mean the Islam that we are Muslims, okay? That we follow. The religion that we follow. Or the meaning... which means submission, which means taslim, which means obedience, which means like following or listening to the commands of Allah Almighty. Being a believer to Allah Almighty, okay? That is acceptable. not the religions to, for example, worship other than God, like, God forbid, like the Hindus do. I think they like worship cows, they worship idols, statues, these things, okay? So this is not acceptable. And also, look, it has also the meaning, like, we should know that Islam, which is the final revelation, which is the final religion, which is the most complete religion, yes, which actually confirms the religion of Christianity, the religion of Judaism, okay? Yes, they are the same, but Islam is much more complete. It's perfect, okay? Till the day of judgment, this is the last religion, so this is acceptable, okay? If Christians and Jewish people, okay, if they follow the real teaching of Judaism, the real teachings of Christianity, they are Muslims, okay? Yeah. Like we can call them, they are submissive, okay, to Allah Almighty. But if not, so teachings like which are not accepted by Islam, so they are not acceptable, okay? The religion is not acceptable. Inshallah, I want you to refer to the Tafasir book. We don't have much time to talk. But here is one more, okay? وَمَا اخْتَلَفَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ. And the ones, okay, those who were given the book, okay, the Christians, the Jewish people, okay, in the past they really didn't, they didn't have any problems with this, okay? They followed Islam. I mean the real Christianity, which is actually Islam.
Yes.
So they didn't have any problem, okay? They didn't have any problem. Except after the knowledge had come to them that Islam, final religion, is the religion of the acceptable religion, okay? They knew. You might have heard in the history, they were waiting for the final prophet and they wanted the prophet, okay, to be from their nation, yes?
Yes.
Israel. But since he was not, he was an Arab, so they didn't accept Islam. They denied the Islam. They denied the prophethood of our prophet as well, okay? Actually, they really knew about it, that yes, he is the prophet, but because of baghyan bainahum, because of the envy, they were so envious, okay? The envy that they had, okay? That's why they didn't. The jealousy that they had, the racism that they had, it didn't allow them to accept Islam. It didn't allow them. Quran says, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. They knew the prophet as the same as they know their children. That much they knew our prophet, okay? That he is the prophet, but they denied because of racism, these things. So, please refer to the Tafasir book. Allah Almighty said, وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. Allah Almighty, inshallah, will slap them on the face, okay? As soon as possible. So, inshallah, Allah Almighty guide us all to the right path. Refer to the Tafasir book, brothers and sisters, to learn more. We don't have much time. We'll move on with the Tajweed rules.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
Fawad, inna ad-deena عند الله الإسلام إن ذي نون مشدد What should we do with نون مشدد?
Pronounce it
like what? How? With a ghunna sound.
Yes.
With a nasal sound. You wanted to say this, yes?
Yes, of course. I said pronounce it.
Yeah, but you didn't.
Correctly.
In nasal sound, also prolong it for two counts. In deena. عند الله عند نون ساكين plus دال
إخفاء
دال is from the rest of the letters. Hide the sound of نون. عند also produce a nasal sound. عند الله the word Allah, the lam in the word Allah is heavily pronounced. عند الله right? الله not لاهي Al-Islam. Inda Allah Islam. La Islam. If you stop here, Qila. We have Qila, yes? The sign Qila. And it says
Waqf is better than Waqf.
Waqf is better. So it's better to stop here. So if you stop here, Islam, the lam, the alif mat will be changed to a longer mat. It's not wajib, it is jais, yes? Maddul aridi
lissukun.
Okay. Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam. While it is Islam, Islam, this much. But you stretch it. وَمَا اِخْتَلَفَ. You have Hamzatul Wasl. You have ma alif mat. Because you want to join the word ma with اِخْتَلَفَ, you skip Hamzatul Wasl. Plus, you skip what?
Mad.
Mad, alif mad. وَمَخْتَلَفَ. وَمَخْتَلَفَ, right? You skip alif also, you skip Hamzatul Wasl. Kha has a heavy sound, make sure. وَمَخْتَلَفَ الَّذِينَ ذَال. How do you pronounce it, Hassan? الَّذِينَ, right?
Yes.
How?
الَّذِينَ.
ذَال. Yeah, bite your tongue, yes? The tip of your tongue. Or let your tongue, the tip of your tongue, touch the tip of your tooth, okay? The front one. Tooth here. Okay? الَّذِينَ. Right. So, you know, alhamdulillah. أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ. مِنْ بَعْدِ is wrong. مِنْ بَعْدِ. Huh? Noon ساكين plus?
بَعْدِ.
You asked me the sign to... You have to practice the rule. إِقْلَاب is that baby. That with تنوين, the تنوين, if you have تنوين plus ba, you have a baby meme with fatha, with kasra, or with dhamma. Here, look. You have noon on the top of noon. You have what? A baby meme. That baby meme tells you the rule iqlab.
Yes.
Yes. So, illa min ba'di ma ja'ahumul ilm. Hussein, read it. Is the mad wajib or no? The mad is wajib, yes?
Yes.
Read it, so. Prolong a wajib mad.
Yes. إلا من بعد ما جاءهم.
أحسنتم. من بعد. No, don't produce the meme completely.
من بعد. Yes.
As if you're doing an إخفاء, but you're producing at the same time a meme sound. Right?
Yes.
The same as إخفاء it is.
Half meme instead of
half. Yes. Half meme instead of noon. Hidden meme, okay? Go on. Hidden meme, ikhfa meme. Hide the sound of meme. Huh? Mim. Mim ba'di. Do not read mim ba'di. Apply the rule ikhfa. Mim ba'di. Very easy. Do it, Hussein, again. Illa
min ba'di ma
ja'ahum. Good job. That's it, okay? Ma ja'ahumul ilmu baghyan baynahum. Again, let's see how Ali Nasir does this one. إخفاء with meme. Go on.
ما جاءهم العلم بغيا بينهم.
أحسنتم. Good job. Good job. I think you've well understood this. ومن يكفر. ومن يكفر. What rule is applied?
إدغام.
Merge the sound. ومن يكفر بآيات الله فإن الله سريع الحساب. So, Biayatillah, Allah is pronounced with an A sound, but fa'inna Allah, this one is pronounced with a A sound, right? With an A sound, because it has a fatha before, the previous one had
kasra
a kasra before. Sari'ul hisab, if you prolong the sound, at the end ba becomes sakin also, okay? Because echo. You stop here, it should produce an echoing sound. Hisab, right?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We mentioned the most important tajweed rules, alhamdulillah. I hope, inshallah, you've learned something from this session. You've benefited. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for listening to IRIB English Radio. We recommend you stay with IRIB English Radio in case you want to learn the Quran. Of course you want. And practice the Quran with tajweed rules, recitation, short tafsiri points, but for the full explanation, refer to the tafsir book, inshallah. We'll be here, inshallah, with you with the next verses of the next ayat of Surah Ali Imran. See you, inshallah, tomorrow at the same time. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyah, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniyah. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك وكما أردت أن أكون كنت فشكرتك بإدخالي في كرمك ولتطهير قلبي من أوساخ الغفلة عنك.
Dear listeners, previously we were discussing this excerpt of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyah. لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك. My Lord, I had no strength to desist from your disobedience. إلا في وقت, except when you أيقظتني لمحبتك. You awakened me because of your love. Regarding the concept of love of the Almighty Allah, we have discussed throughout the previous episodes, but one or two other aspects remain to be discussed. The first point is that love of Allah is the element that protects man from the punishment. If sins cause a person to fall in the eyes of Allah and expose him to his punishment, the love of Allah protects one from his chastisement. Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn, Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, says in a whispered prayer, O Allah, my sins have indeed frightened me, but my love of you has given me protection. And this is one of those points that the true lovers of the Almighty Allah shall bear in mind. Now, another aspect that remains to be discussed is those levels of love. Because love is not something that has a fixed set. It is actually a relative term. So we have different levels of love. The hearts of the people are at different levels and stages in relation to the love of the Almighty Allah. This is something that we will discuss after a short break.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat, and in one of his sayings he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyya, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi, Ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
So as we said, as we concluded, the hearts of the people are at different levels of love. When we consider the Almighty Allah and the action and amal based on that. Among the instances of love is a kind of love which is so superficial and weak that it only remains unnoticed even by the lover himself. And yet, among its instances is the kind of love which fills the heart of the person, such that it does not leave any empty space for anything other than the Almighty Allah. Things which people take as amusement and which occupy their time from the remembrance of the Almighty Allah. But this one instance is actually such that it does not leave any empty space in it for these things. But yet, there is another level of love in which one is not satisfied with the remembrance of Allah even, with standing before Him. The thirst of love is not quenched by remembering Him, by remembrance. By invoking him, by praying to him, by performing good deeds for his sake. However long his standing and prayer before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might be, such person whose heart is filled with this kind of love, this person is not quenched. This love is not quenched. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says in a supplication, "O my master, I am hungry of your love, such that I can never feel satisfied. I am thirsty of your love, such that it cannot be quenched. O my yearning for he who sees me, while I am unable to see him." In the whispered prayer of Muftaqirin, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says, "Nothing will cool my burning thirst but reaching to you. Nothing will quench my ardor except meeting you. And nothing will damp my yearning but gazing upon your face." So, we have different levels of love. Among the other signs of the love of Allah is that passionate love and burning thirst for Him. The things that are referred to in our traditions as walah. A phrase in Ziyarah of Aminullah says, "O Allah, indeed the hearts of those who surrender to you are full of passionate love." In his Munajat of Al-Dhakirin, Imam Zainul Abidin says, "O Allah, the loving hearts are filled by you. Hearts find no serenity except in remembering you. Souls find no rest except in seeing you." And this is in fact the characteristic of the love-filled hearts, that they do not leave any space for anything else other than the Almighty Allah. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me, proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away, proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed, smiling he would say, I am a Muslim. Dini al-Islam, dini wal-Azam ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God,
Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We're going to talk about some of the Islamic rules or laws about purity according to Ayatollah Khamenei's fatwas. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
Little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad.